Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome in. Let's do the damn thing. How is it hanging upstate South Carolina? Great to be with you. I am Rob Brown, and the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. ESPN Upstate, all around the great state of South Carolina, and of course, on your smart speakers. All you got to do is tell Alexa, play ESPN Upstate, and she will do it for you. Back at the Radio Ranch, sitting in the Palatial Studios, all alone but never lonely as he hangs out with all of us for 7 hours a day. My man DJ Tim on the ones and twos. Tim, happy kind of Friday, buddy.
Happy kind of Friday. I still got to come in, but man, I only got to come in for about 2 hours tomorrow instead of like 9 or 10. So I'm happy.
I mean, that's still basically a day off, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not complaining.
It is going to be an interesting day. We have a lot of things that we need to talk about today. A lot of things we need to get to on the broadcast today. But I will also tell you that, and this is not something I'm supposed to admit on the radio, but tis what it is. I am 0% show prepped for this show because your boy got his COVID-19 test this morning. And first and foremost, before I go any further, I want to thank Prisma Health. And I would love to thank every single man and woman of the Army and Army Reserve that was there today at the testing site over in Taylor's, because they had an indomitable challenge thrown at them in putting up a testing site and working as many cars. When I got there at about 7:50 a.m., the testing site opened at 8 a.m. I got there at 7:50, thinking that would be early enough that I would have plenty of time to get through the line, get the test, make my way through the line to the testing site, take the test itself, get back to the house, and still be able to show prep the show. I could not have been more incorrect in that assumption. I got there at 7:50. I made my way to the end of the line of cars, which was roughly, without exaggeration, about a mile and a half long. Okay, all of cars, but about a mile and a half long. I wound my way all the way up through, all the way to the testing site. And I have to tell you that the men and women of Prisma and the Army Detachment and the reserves that were there running that site were doing a phenomenal job for the challenge, the very daunting challenge that had been thrown at them of efficiently operating that testing station. I was blown away. I was watching as these men and women, the Army and Army Reservists, in their full BDUs, full uniform, all of whom were, I mean, just profusely sweating because it's a wee bit warm out there today. The nurses and the doctors and the nurse practitioners and all of the assistants that were there were hustling, Jack. They were hustling back and forth to get folks through the line, get their information taken, get their information filled out, get their information organized. I legitimately, Tim, was blown away. Like I said, when I got in the back of the line at 7:50 this morning, it was over a mile and a half long. When I was done taking my test, the line was still that long. It was so long that the end of the line had to basically keep driving up and down Wade Hampton Boulevard until one or two cars pulled up and you could jump into the where the street ran out of room to hold people who were waiting in line for a test result. It was unreal. And these men and women were out there busting their asses to make sure that everybody was getting their test as quickly and efficiently as they could. And I want to thank, again, Prisma, and I want to thank every single man and woman in military uniform who was out there today doing just that. Tim, the test itself, not terrible, to tell you the truth. I expected it to be terrible. And as my mother and most of the women I've dated in my life will tell you, I have the same disease that the vast majority of men have, which is where if we are sick or uncomfortable, we're wildly dramatic about it. You ever heard that? Has anybody ever said that you have that disease as well, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every man has it. Every man won't admit it. It takes a real man to admit it. I will admit to you that I am, when it comes to things like pain and discomfort, I am wildly dramatic about it. It is what it is. I expected it to be significantly worse than it actually was. I expected it to be painful. I expected it to last for a while. I will tell you that you will hear me sniffling a little bit until I stop. You will hear me sniffling a little bit because they do take a swab like a big Q-tip, and I would say I have a decent sized hand, but it's about the length if you stretch your thumb and your forefinger out. The swab was about the length as the tip of your thumb to the tip of your pointer finger. And they basically had me tip my head back in the air. The doctor that was administering the test put it up against my nose, pushed it in, and then basically just pushed it through my nasal cavity back to the back of my sinus cavity. You can feel it touch the back of your sinus cavity. It's not painful, Tim. It's not painful. It's just a bit of a shock, right? Like, it doesn't hurt. And that's what I was worried about, was like, you're going to be scraping cells off the back of my sinus cavity. That is going to be very unpleasant. It's really not that bad. The best comparison that I think I have in terms of how it felt, Tim, the best comparison to it is, you know how if you open your eyes underwater in a chlorine pool, after a little while, you'll kind of get that very mild stinging sensation. And then if you get a little bit of that pool water that goes up your nose, you know, if you do a cannonball and you get a little of that pool water that shoots up your nasal cavities and you kind of get that burn that's like inside your head behind your nose. You know what I'm talking about, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I used to get those all the time as a kid.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like that, but only for, I don't know, 2 or 3 seconds does it feel like that. Now, my nose started, I got a little sniffly. My nose started running just a little bit when I took the test, but the actual burning sensation, and that's, again, a bit of a dramatic exaggeration because, it's not really a burn. It's a very mild sensation that you get when it touches the back of your sinus cavity. It's kind of that same burn as when you get pool water up your nose, but it does not last nearly as long, to tell you the truth. It just kind of, it's like 2 or 3 seconds before the burn goes away. You'll hear me sniffling. I was not sniffling today up until I actually took the test itself. So this is not like a sinus thing or a sign of coronavirus. It's just, you know, I had the back of my sinuses scraped today. And so I'm just a little bit leaky. I wasn't like that way up until I took the test. But again, I just want to say a very hearty thank you to all of the men and women that were out there giving those tests today. The staff from Prisma who was out there giving those free tests. The men and women in uniform from the U.S. Army and the Army Reserves that were there today as they were out there in their full BDUs in the heat, walking up. And in fact, as a matter of fact, as the day was going on, they were walking all the way from the school, all the way back to the back of the line to keep everybody organized, to keep track of how many people were in the line and coming through the line. And I know that was not easy. So again, a very hearty thank you to every single man and woman that was out there running that test site, because I know that that is not an easy job. I know that people were frustrated. I mean, again, I was in line for the better part of 4 hours. I was there about 7:50, and I pulled out of the testing site right at 11:45. So just a tick under 4 hours. No bathrooms available. Obviously, you can't have a ton of people getting out of their car to work into a high-contact area like a restroom. So I know a lot of people were frustrated. A lot of people were exasperated. And I know because of that, that I'm sure there were some folks giving those people and administering those tests a little bit of attitude. But I talked to two different nurses or nurse practitioners, a doctor, three or four of the men and women in uniform, and every single one of them was more pleasant than any individual person put into that circumstance had a right to be, and it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. So,
question, right, Rob.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Now, I remember getting tested for the flu. Okay.
Okay.
How similar is it to getting tested for the flu?
Now, are you talking about the nasal swab? You got,
yes,
the old poker up the dome?
Yeah.
It is honestly the same thing. It's the same thing. They touch, because I had a flu test done last October, November of last year. Maybe a little bit before that. But I had a flu test done within the last year. And from what I remember, Tim, it's about the same thing. I would say that this swab touches a little bit further back,
oh, joy,
in your nasal cavity, but that it didn't make it, you know, more painful or more invasive. I mean, obviously, by definition, it's more invasive, but it didn't make it more painful. It didn't make it any worse. I mean, I would actually, as a matter of fact, if I recall correctly, the flu test actually was a little bit worse, because with the flu test, when I got my flu test done, and this was back in Florida, they tilt your head back, they stick the swab in your nose, they push it, and it's a little bit higher up, and I'm trying to describe this in a way that makes sense, and I don't know if I'm accomplishing that or not, but they push it back against your, straight back against your nasal cavity. But what happened for the flu test was that they actually had to spin and then move up and down the swab to collect a sample, right? With this one, they placed it back, and then they basically just kind of moved it up and down one or two times, and it was done. So I actually, as far as I can remember now, again, it's been about, I guess, about 6-7 months since I got my last flu test. But it actually was not as unpleasant as I remember the flu test itself being. So if you've had a flu test and you have been exposed to somebody with the coronavirus, I can now tell you, from experience, I'll put it this way, Tim, the 4 hours sitting in a car without a restroom available is far more unpleasant than the test itself. How's that? So, There you go. There's where I was at today. There's where my story starts off our day. So, again, very little show prep done, but that doesn't mean there's not plenty to talk about. When we come back here in just a minute right now, Rob Manfred has, as far as I am concerned, Rob Manfred has officially placed the disdain of baseball fans squarely at the feet of the owners. And I'll tell you how we did that yesterday and talk a little bit about it when we come back. My name is Rob Brown. My man DJ Tim on the ones and twos back in the network studio. You are listening to the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown, back in the network studio at the Radio Ranch, pushing all the buttons, switching all the switches. So if you like the show, give him all the credit. If you hate the show, it is entirely his fault. My man DJ Tim is back on the ones and twos for you.
That's if you hate it, it's not my fault, okay? It's not my fault. What Rob says, it's not my fault.
You, sir, you are the one pushing the buttons and switching the switches and pushing those little slidey things up and down.
But you're the one talking the most. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, it's your job to make me sound good while I do it, you know. That's your job.
Some things are impossible, Rob.
Okay? Oh, damn, Tim. You're just going to take me down like that. All right, cool.
Hey, man, it's the last show of the week. I'm going out with a bang, okay?
I did not know that Diesel Jr. was in the house. I thought he was the one that gives me crap on a daily basis, but Tim filling the role of Diesel.
I have to throw it in today. Every once in a while to keep you honest.
Fair enough. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. You can also text the radio broadcast. The text line is 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters to me. I do have the text screen here as I do the show live from the couch in the Casa de Love. So if you text me at 71307, that text will show up right here in front of my big, beautiful brown eyes to read on the air. Let's talk baseball. And yes, that is a correct assumption, person who just made the assumption that this isn't going to be a pleasant conversation, because once again, you, amigos, are spot on correct. You are absolutely correct. It is not pleasant. And that is because Rob Manfred has decided once again to open his dumb mouth and make himself sound dumb. Mission accomplished as Rob Manfred was interviewed on the Dan Patrick Show. Now, experimenting here because I do have a new cord that allows me to run my own audio from the house. So, Tim, do me a favor. I'm going to play this. I know we've already kind of briefed it, but I'm going to play this, make sure that the audio goes out over the well, over the air well, because the people deserve the best show we can give them. Here is what Rob Manfred said. I'm not even going to set it up. I'm just going to let you listen to what Rob Manfred said, and then we're going to talk about it on the flip side. Here is MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred on the Dan Patrick Show.
Is that we're going to make every attempt to get the game back on the field. You know, I know some people have talked about longer seasons, 62 short. The reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor. 60 games is the outside of the envelope, given the realities of the virus.
So there's Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred saying that they were never going to play more than 60 games to start the season. Here is Rob Manfred's reasoning for that. Rob Manfred said that 60 was the most that you could handle while maintaining safety from the coronavirus.
You know, I think this is the one thing that we come back to every single day. We're trying to manage something that has proven to be unpredictable and unmanageable. I know it hasn't looked particularly pretty in spots, but having said that, if we can pull off this 60-game season, I think it was the best we were going to do for our fans, given the course of the virus.
Rob Manfred is so full of crap, his eyes are brown, all right? Rob Manfred has just admitted in public, out loud. He said that there's an internet meme about saying the quiet part out loud. You know, which is when people have underlying motives and you know and we know and everybody knows that they are doing something in order to accomplish one of their underlying motives, but they can't or won't or just don't say that part out loud, right? It's like when a major company does something that is kind of, you know, super charitable but really outside the realm of the way that they traditionally behave. We all know that the reason that they are doing it is for good PR, right? It's good marketing. It's good PR. But because it is something that is accomplishing something that is good, you don't say that, right? That's not saying the quiet part out loud. Rob Manfred has just said the quiet part out loud. The quiet part in this case being that Major League Baseball's owners and commissioner's office were 100% not approaching the negotiations with the players' union in good faith. Rob Manfred just straight up admitted that from the beginning, the owners were never going to move off of a 60-game season. That was the absolute least that they were going, or the absolute most that they were going to do. That was the most they were going to allow. And now Rob Manfred is on the record admitting that they were never negotiating in good faith, that they were never negotiating on behalf of the owners in a way that was honest and open with either the players' union or with the fans themselves, right? We kept going back and forth. Rob Manfred kept saying, well, we're willing to go forward, back and forth, back and forth. We're willing to negotiate. We're willing to come up with a way to negotiate. Now it turns out that that is not the case, not the case at all. Then Rob Manfred decided to go even one step further than that when he said this.
Games in 63 days right now, I don't see, given how the reality of the health situation over the past few weeks, how we were going to get going any faster than the calendar we're on right now, no matter what the state of those negotiations were.
That is a lie. That is a lie. That is 100% a lie. It is either a lie. There are only two options on the table here, because remember back in April, mid-April, when all of this crap started for Major League Baseball, back in late April, when we were discussing the beginning of baseball, the initial proposals, the initial analysis of said negotiations was that Major League Baseball's season was going to start somewhere in the neighborhood of the 4th of July. And baseball itself was pushing that. I mean, it was Major League Baseball that were the ones saying, we are gunning for an Independence Day start. I mean, they wanted to start baseball this weekend. And now Rob Manfred is coming out and saying, oh, no, there's no way that we could have gotten started any earlier than the calendar we're on now. Well, then one of two things is true. Either you are lying now, and that is just bold-faced wrong, or at the time that Major League Baseball was saying we're gunning for a July start, you were full of crap at the time. You were full of crap at the time. Those are the only two options. That's it. Those were the only two ways that you can get out of this part of the conversation. It is ridiculous. So in one interview yesterday with Dan Patrick, and if you want to go find that full interview and listen to it, you can hear just the absolute disingenuous nature, in my opinion, of Major League Baseball's commissioner, Rob Manfred. You can hear it. The things he says are contradictory to the way that baseball was acting, to the things that baseball was saying just a couple of months ago when this whole bit of a dumpster fire of negotiations started. So now Rob Manfred is saying, hey, look, we were never going to play more than 60 games, which is not what baseball said a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, and it's impossible for us to have started any earlier than the calendar we are on right now, which is also crap. Because if nothing else, the players 2.5 weeks ago in mass were tweeting out, tell us when and where. Tell us when, tell us where, and we will be there. And they could have gone ahead and pushed the nuclear option button 2 weeks earlier than they did and moved everything up 2 weeks. And on top of that, we couldn't start any earlier flies directly in the face of Major League Baseball telling the TV networks back in mid-April that their goal was a July 4th start. Nope. So what Rob Manfred has proven once again is that either they were lying or just flat out wrong and speaking out of their booties a few months ago when this all started, or they were negotiating in bad faith the entire time, and Rob Manfred is lying now. One of those two things must be true. The things that were being said 2 months ago in the negotiations, a month and a half ago in the negotiations, fly directly in the face of what Rob Manfred told Dan Patrick yesterday. Directly in the face of that. So either he's dishonest now, or they were speaking out of line a month and a half ago when they were saying the things they were saying to the fans and to the television networks. One of those two things must be true. 844-477-3776, 844-477-3776. I want to let you know that coming up at 1:20 this afternoon, we will be joined on the phone line by new Greenville Swamp Rabbits coach Andrew Lord. He will be making his radio debut right here in the upstate. Andrew Lord, head coach of the Swamp Rabbits, joins us at 1:20 right here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate in an exclusive interview that you will only hear right here on the Rob Brown Show. When we come back here in just a minute, I've been telling y'all the commissioners of every major sport are listening to this radio broadcast. I am going to tell you something that I said yesterday. One major sports league should do that. It was reported just hours later they had done. I'll tell you what it is when we come back. My name is Rob Brown. My man Tim's back in the studio. This is the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Tim with you today here on the broadcast. 844-477-3776. 844-477-3776. You can text us at 71307. 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us here at the Casa de Love. And, of course, you can also tweet me at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show on Twitter, or you can get at us at ESPN Upstate. That will go to everybody at the Radio Ranch. That is at ESPN Upstate on Twitter. If you got something that is more long format and you don't want to come on the air with it, that's all right. You can email me. My email address is robbrown@espnupstate.com. robbrown@espnupstate.com. That is all the ways you have available to you to get in touch with us here on the broadcast. So, you know, yesterday and the day before on the show, we got to talking a little bit of hockey. By the way, yes, when the NHL season starts up here in a couple of weeks, if the NHL season starts up here in a couple of weeks, yes, we will be breaking down the NHL playoffs. You are welcome in advance, hockey fans. I'm here for you. Your boy Rob Brown is the official home for Hockey Talk right here on and across the Upstate. Again, coming up at 1:20, so just about 40 minutes from right now, we will be joined by the new head coach of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, Andrew Lord. We, Tim, are going to be taking this show international because our coach, Andrew Lord, who is the current coach of the Cardiff Devils, are located in the United Kingdom. And so we will be speaking to Coach Lord live from the UK.
Just make sure you don't use a fake accent, okay?
No, I'm not going to. We were listening to Anna Kendrick tell a funny story about using a fake accent to a woman that she thought was using a fake accent in Britain. She said she started using a fake accent. Cockney, that's the name of it. It was a Cockney accent. See, Tim, I told you it'd come to me. Which is the accent, if I'm getting this right. And I do know that we actually have, and by the way, real quick, as I bounce back and forth between talking points here, I know that we have got a good coach in Coach Lord, Tim, because when we announced on Twitter that he would be making his Upstate Radio debut in an exclusive interview right here on ESPN Upstate, I was swarmed with text and tweets. I should say tweets, not text, but I was swarmed with tweets from fans of his in the UK who were like, we are so sorry to see him go. We are losing a great coach. Take care of him for us. If it doesn't work out, we will gladly take him back. And a handful of tweets and DMs from people in the UK who said that they would be listening to the show internationally to hear Coach Lord and would be fans of the show to continue to follow his career. Coach Lord's only 35 years old. They all have, in fact, I've had a couple of them tell me, don't be surprised to see him on the bench in the National Hockey League one day because he is that good of a head coach. I'm pretty excited about that. Anyway, when I was when I put out the announcement, we had the exclusive interview of Coach Lord's radio debut here in the Upstate. I had a large handful of listeners from the UK who said, we will be tuning in on Thursday, and we will stay tuned into the show to listen to his progress when the minor league season starts back up for ice hockey in the States. Anyway, we were listening to Anna Kendrick tell the story of how she met a lady in the UK who had a very thick Cockney accent, which is the accent, the dialect that Dick Van Dyke has when he plays in Mary Poppins. And so, anyway, she talked about how she got like 20 minutes into the conversation before she realized that this lady was not using a fake, thick, pretend British accent, that is actually the way that she spoke. And then she was embarrassed because she had been using a really bad fake British accent the whole time. So then she had to slowly start replacing her British accent with her actual American accent. And it was deathly embarrassing to her. So, Tim, we have two options here. Option number one is you and I can do our fake UK accents and have Coach Andrew Lord grade and judge our accents, or we cannot be weirdos and just pretend like that's totally not something that we consider doing.
I kind of vote for option B, but only if you ask him, okay? Have his players ever said to him, yes, my lord? You have to ask him that.
Hello, governor. I'm pretty sure. I'm like 95% sure we're not going to do that. All right.
Just, I mean, it's his last name. It'd be perfect.
That's, you know what? I'm so dumb. I didn't even consider that. That's a great point. That is a great point. I want you to know I'm not going to say that, but I could see somebody saying it. All right. 844-477-3076. Text your comments to 71307. And if you do have a question for Coach Andrew Lord of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, who will be making his Upstate radio debut very shortly, feel free to send them to us now. Text your questions for Coach Andrew Lord of the Swamp Rabbits to 71307. Text ESPN and then your question immediately after. You can also tweet me any questions that you have for Coach Lord. Tweet them to me at the Rob Brown Show, and I will be more than happy to ask them of the Swamp Rabbits' new head man coming up at 1:20. All right, let's take our break. When we come back, I'm going to get to the segment that I said I was going to get to in this segment. We told you yesterday that there is one thing that if they want to successfully pull off their return to play, a major league had to do. And just hours after we got off the air yesterday, that league started to do exactly what we suggested. I will tell you what that is when we come back here in just a minute. My name is Rob Brown. My man Tim scratching up the ones and twos for you. This is the Rob Brown Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk a little hockey, as the National Hockey League is just around the corner from getting their return tournament underway. Of course, we do not know the two host cities for the NHL's Eastern and Western Conferences just yet. What we do know is that there will be two host cities. Now, we told you earlier in the week that the U.S. was looking to be the host of at least one, if not both, of the NHL's hub cities. I came on the air yesterday and told you that it would be ridiculous for the U.S. to host, honestly, either one of the two hub cities for the NHL's return to play. I thought it would be an absolutely terrible idea to make that happen. Why? Well, because I want the leagues to be making whatever decisions that they need to make in order for the leagues to have the best opportunity to finish their season. I want the NHL to get through its playoffs, to get through its Stanley Cup Championship Series, and to declare a champion at the end of the year. Even if it is a year in all sports that we will look back at for years and go, that was an asterisk championship, I still want the season to get finished up. So I want the leagues to do whatever they can to make the best decisions that they can make to give themselves the best opportunity to finish up their championship. And here is the reality. I know some of you are not going to like this. I know it's going to aggravate some of you, but as far as I'm concerned, it's the truth, and that's what I'm leaning on. Canada has done a significantly better job at minimizing, limiting, and restricting the growth of the coronavirus. It has done a phenomenal job, significantly better than the states have, at trying to minimize the impact of the coronavirus. That means that there are fewer cases walking around in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, in Toronto, etc., than there are in just about any major city across these United States. Okay? Significantly better job handling the coronavirus. Now, I'm not making that as a political statement. I am approaching this conversation strictly from a sports standpoint. Okay? Strictly from a sports standpoint. From a sports standpoint, the fewer opportunities they are for one player to get themselves infected with the coronavirus, the fewer opportunities there are for an entire team to get impacted by the coronavirus, the fewer opportunities there are for there to be a breakout amongst the entire league at either one of the hub cities for the National Hockey League. So I want to send, and this is not just true of the NHL, this is true of the NBA too. As far as I'm concerned, if there were a place where the resources were available in Canada, I would send the NBA and Major League Baseball to Canada, because I don't care where the games are played, as long as the games get played and the games are finished and we get a champion in each of the leagues. It does not matter to me whether the soil or the ice or the court that they play on is in Canada or in the United States or in France or at the North freaking pole. As long as they get the season done, that's all I care about, right? I don't want breakouts. I want the players to be safe and taken care of. I want the players to be healthy, because I want as few excuses as possible to hear complaints and bad takes at the end of the year about how this championship doesn't count or that champion doesn't count because this guy wasn't available or that guy wasn't available. I want everybody safe. Canada also is home to more NHL fans per capita than the United States. The states might have more fans in number, and I don't know that that's true. That is just an assumption based on numbers. But Canada has a higher percentage of citizens who are fans than the states do. And if you put it in Canada, it doesn't matter because nobody can go to the damn games anyway. So at the end of the day, what you and I get to see when the Predators take to the ice in the NHL playoffs, it doesn't matter if they're in the U.S. in Philly, or if they're in Detroit, or if they're in Vegas, or if they're in Atlanta, or if they're in Toronto or Alberta or Edmonton or anywhere else. It doesn't matter because we can't be there anyway, right? All that matters is that you put them in a place where they have the best chance of finishing the season. And that is Canada. I'm sorry if you don't like it. I'm sorry if you feel it's a hoax. It's not. I'm sorry if you feel that, look, the NHL is predominantly based in the States, so we should host it. I am telling you, it does not matter where it's hosted, and is considering you want to minimize exposure to the virus, Canada is the much, much more logical and more sensible host for the NHL playoffs. I said that yesterday, and 3 hours after the show was over, it dropped that the NHL was considering not one, but two hub cities in Canada. That is right. They made the correct decision. And I am very, very pleased to hear that. Honestly, I am very, very pleased to hear that they made the right decision. If they were to put it in Vegas, if they were to put it in Philly, if they were to put it anywhere in the continental United States, the chances that one player would become infected skyrockets. If that skyrockets, then the chances that they infect the team and the team infects the rest of the league at that hub city and cancels that season also skyrockets. I don't care, all right? This is going to be one of those things that some people are going to get mad at, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. Approach it logically and develop an argument that way. Tell me right now why there is any national pride in who hosts this damn thing. Tell me right now. It's not like the Stanley Cup is going to have an American flag sticker slapped on the side of it or a Canadian sticker slapped on the side of it if Canada hosts or if the U.S. hosts. That's not how it works. It doesn't matter. None of us can be there. So host it where it is surrounded by the fewest cases. It is surrounded by people who have managed the disease as well as possible. And in surrounded in a place that they have the best chance of actually finishing up the playoffs. And as far as I'm concerned, Canada is the definite answer. The definite answer. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN, if you'd like to call in. Remember, Coach Andrew Lord, the new head man of the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, will be joining us coming up at 1:20. If you have any questions for Coach Lord, you can send them to me by texting 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Or you can tweet them to me at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show. Or if you're listening internationally, as we have some friends joining us from over in the UK, you can email me. My email is robbrown@espnupstate.com. robbrown@espnupstate.com. Coach Lloyd joins us at 1:20. Make sure you tune in for that. You hockey fans right here in the upstate, let us take our first top of the hour break. When we come back here in just a minute, we get roaring and talk some NBA. Then we'll talk with Coach Lord, wrap up the hour, and head to the final hour of the week. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.